Hello, listening friends, and welcome to Radio Havana, Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. I'm Lena Valverde, your host, inviting you to stay with me for the next 10 minutes or so. Today, we bring yet another special edition of the Caribbean Outlook Show with statements made to our radio station, Radio Havana, Cuba, by Matthew J. Walter, Ambassador of the Commonwealth of Dominica here in Cuba. Ambassador Walter was a keynote speaker at a conference on culture, tradition, the environment, and other issues of common interest to all Caribbean states at Havana's prestigious Casa del Alba Cultural Center. The conference was in the framework of activities on the 10th anniversary of the Cultural Center to be celebrated on December 13th this year. In statements to Radio Havana Cuba, the Ambassador of the Commonwealth of Dominica pledged his country's continued unwavering support for both Cuba and Venezuela as the two nations confront and resist Washington's renewed hostility. Let's listen.
Let me say to you genuinely that Dominica is a genuine friend of Cuba. We recognize Cuba as a country with significant potential. Cuba is a very generous country because Cuba is not only doing whatever it does because it seeks international recognition, popularity, but it does it with a genuine heart for people all over the world. Cuba stretches its hands to many countries in Africa, in Latin America, the Caribbean, in Asia, and they go beyond their capacity to do it. Because, as you know yourself, that the punitive sanctions are preventing Cuba from doing whatever it has planned to do. It's just like a restriction, and whatever Cuba wants to achieve, it prevents Cuba from achieving it. But if, let us say, that the sanctions were to be lifted very, very soon in the future, it is evident that Cuba would skyrocket in every single aspect of the country's development. And the Americans know that. And this is why the Americans are putting that wedge between Cuba and other countries in the world. Presently, it is trying to segregate the cooperative relationship between Cuba and Venezuela by preventing that kind of economic cooperation from taking place. But I think there are ways and means whereby, you know, Cuba and Venezuela can circumvent the restrictions that are being imposed on them. You see, I believe that the Chinese and the Russians, they are very good friends of Cuba and Venezuela. Hence, they are in a situation whereby they could assist by not violating international law or any international statute or convention, but they can assist Cuba and Venezuela to avoid getting overburdened by the restrictions that are placed on them by the United States of America. The intention of the United States of America, okay, is primarily for regime change. They would like to see, you know, a puppet of theirs in Cuba. They would like to see a puppet of theirs in Venezuela. In fact, they would be happy You know, if they had absolute, total control over the world. But it is important that the world governments understand what is really happening, and then they have to put their house in order and their acts together and come to a common understanding whereby all countries can respect international law.
You're tuning in to Radio Havana, Cuba, and we are presenting a special edition of our weekly program, The Caribbean Outlook Show, with statements by the Ambassador of the Commonwealth of Dominica, Matthew J. Walter. Ambassador Walter was a keynote speaker at a conference at Havana's Casa del Alba Cultural Center. The Ambassador of the Commonwealth of Dominica described the actions against Venezuela and Cuba by the United States as illegal, malicious, and punitive, and called on nations in the Caribbean region and beyond to stand together to prevent the United States from achieving its objective of launching any kind of military assault on either Venezuela or Cuba.
I think that Cuba must continue doing what it is doing, reaching out in a very friendly atmosphere, you know, to countries all over the world. Cuba must not succumb to the pressures, you know, that are being placed on it by solely the United States of America. You know, Cuba must get behind it, the entire world to rally with it, to ensure that the plans, you know, that are being concocted, you know, by the United States to suppress, to depress, and to result to regime change will all be defeated. Dominica will continue to give Cuba unwavering support. At the United Nations, and whenever it can in relation to any situation in Cuba, wherever Dominica can help, we will assist. We are genuinely a friend of Cuba, and we understand, you know, the sensitive situation that Cuba is presently in, and we will assist Cuba to get out of that problematic situation.
You described Venezuela as a true friend of Dominica. So what do you think, how do you value this recent activation of the so-called Inter-American Treaty of Reciprocal Assistance?
The actions that are being taken by the United States of America is very controversial, is very punitive, it is illegal, it is malicious, and the whole world should see the ultimate intentions of the United States of America.
It is to find a pretext to launch an attack.
Yes, yes. This is all inclusive in their plan, you know, as an ultimate objective. I think that Venezuela, Cuba, Russia, China, you know, should sit around the table to find workable ways and means to remedy the situation that are faced both in Venezuela and in Cuba. Those two countries must continue giving unwavering support to both countries at the United Nations, okay, and to continue to represent the interests of Cuba and Venezuela at international meetings, at international fora, and also at the United Nations. But I think that in order to prevent any kind of serious assault, military assault on Venezuela and of Cuba, the countries must be together. They must be together. And they must understand clearly the motive of the United States of America, and that, you know, they must plan to ensure that America does not achieve is objective.
Thank you very much.
Those were statements to Radio Havana Cuba by the ambassador here of the Commonwealth of Dominica, Matthew J. Walter. And that's all for today. Join us again every week for Caribbean-related news, feature reports, and music here on Radio Havana Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. Until next time.